What's happening? I'm Sy.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, Season 6, Episode 7. Hopefully you are staying
high and right.
And positive vibes as always.
Always.
I know Gina is ready to get her frustrations off this week.
Are we sure?
My poor baby going through it, y'all. We're going to get to that in a minute. If you would like to check us out and reach out to us, you know where to find us. Just look in the description of the podcast, wherever you listen to us. Hopefully you're doing okay. Hopefully you're doing the best you can out here. Finding one thing or one reason to smile each and every day. And kicking ass and taking names out here in these streets. I told Gina before we started this episode, I didn't want to come in here all serious and preachy and shit this episode. I didn't want to be serious about nothing this episode. Because, sometimes I listen back to myself and I be like, damn, nigga, shut the fuck up.
I always say that quite often.
Hey.
I'm out.
About yourself?
I guess, yes.
No, Gina don't use the N-word, y'all.
No, I don't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, man, so hopefully everybody's doing okay. It's just going to be, I don't know what we're going to talk about. It's just going to be a silly episode. Well, I'm going to be silly. Gina going to get some shit off. So, let's begin. Therapy is in session, honey. What's going on with you? Don't look at me like that. I'm
I don't
just
know.
Kidding.
You're going to have to kind of cue this because
I don't know where to start.
Just like a plethora.
So, a plethora of stuff.
Yeah.
Last week, we officially launched.
We did.
Our LLC.
To the public.
Yes, to the public. Yes. And it's been stressful ever since.
Right.
Well, I mean, shit, that comes with the territory. When you have a fly little business going on from the beginning stages and people want custom stuff done, that's part of the process,
it's
man.
It's not real. It probably wouldn't be so stressful.
Doing it all by hand. We don't have a sweatshop.
I mean, I asked Janae, can we hire a little China boy and for like
that's inappropriate.
I know it probably was. It's for like 25 cents an hour. Because that's all I can afford.
Who the hell you think we are, Nike?
I said we might be able to bump it up to a dollar. Like Janae's like $10 a day. We got this. Like okay.
Come on, man.
I'm like I've probably spent more money on waste than I have on even creating. So, yeah.
Artists know what that's like, man.
In me, that is like dollar signs. And yeah, that pisses me off so bad.
It does. And that's why you don't even like to gamble.
Right. I remember the first time Kenneth ever took me to a casino. We went in one time. And I was for one in awe because his lights are just like, wow.
If you're a new listener, that is my actual name.
Oh, yes. Okay, but anyways, babe. But, yeah, you took me in there, and you said, here, just put it in there. And gave me a dollar, put it in there.
I didn't give you a dollar.
Yeah.
I gave you more than a dollar.
No. You said, just put the dollar in there. And I put the dollar in there, and you said, push the button. And I was like, okay, and I pushed the button. And the motherfucking took my fucking dollar.
She was mad as fuck,
y'all. I was so fucking mad as fuck. I was like, no. No. He's like, do it again. I was like, fuck no. I'm not giving this machine my dollar.
Man, listen. She'd be one of those people that just wanted to beat the fuck out of a machine, getting escorted out and being banned.
Took my dollar. Yeah, I'm going to freely give a machine my money.
This is what happened, man. I gave her, I gave you? 50? I think I gave you a 50. Anyway, you played that shit all the way down. And you was just mashing the button, madder and madder, each time you kept hitting the button. And I was telling you to hit max bet and you wouldn't do it.
Oh, no.
But I think you played 20 lines or 30 lines. You said, this shit is fucking stupid. Then you hit the button and guess what? Bam! $200. I reached over her ass and hit print so fast.
You did.
We're done. It don't make it sound like it. She's not, but I don't gamble like that either.
Uh-uh.
I don't really go to casinos like that.
We don't.
But shout out to people who do, man. I mean, that's your thing. Do your thing. I work around a lot of people that be at the casino more than they be at work. I mean, you motherfuckers is losers, dog kid.
I mean, I got so much more shit that takes my money. I don't want to just give it. Man, I'm trying to tell you, man.
Shit, just light the fireplace and throw the shit in there. I mean, fuck all that.
So, I would do that way before I'd give it to a machine.
Shit, man, I come from the depths of parts of the unknown. Well, I mean, because of social media now, places aren't so unknown. But I come from places where motherfuckers get stabbed over $5. You know what I'm saying? So, shit.
I'm rolling it back.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. Not shit. Perfect example. I work with a dude talking about, yeah, I'm down $1,700 for the week. I said, for the week? $1,700 for the week, fam. If you don't keep your goofy ass here at work, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Jesus.
Man, people be into it, but yeah, we're not gamblers like that. But anyway, who was that and why? Let me guess. Pregnant update.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to show you my food.
Okay, show me your food.
Seriously?
Oh, I didn't know you were recording yet.
Oh, let me see it.
I sent you a picture.
Oh, you want me to look at the picture. Okay, I'll go look at the picture.
Alright, love you.
Love you.
What the hell point was that? What is the point of saying, look at my food, and you already ate it?
She does this to me.
So, yeah, let's do this. So, let's go ahead and switch gears into this. So, here's our granddaughter update. Of course, Gina's looking at whatever Snapchat group chat video. Let me see it. I can't see it. Oh, congratulations. She cooked some broccoli and some hamburger.
No, it's a...
I'm kidding.
Oh, she's a... Yeah, success so far.
It looks like she just started. But she said she already ate it, so... As Gina responds...
Well, I at least want to know how it was, because I don't think she said how it was.
No, she ain't gonna say that. She ate it, so obviously it was edible. Only thing this girl know how to do is bake, so she's learning.
She does venture out. She gets things because this was she got some beef cubes, and I said she can use that, and I said just get some broccoli and some
soy
onions
sauce
and some she got some soy sauce,
some rice.
She got some teriyaki and some soy sauce, and she mixed them together.
Ghetto chef over here.
And she marinated from last night till today. And she was proud of herself. She says, broccoli, perfect, everything yummy, very healthy, tasty.
Yep, so yeah, if you guys don't know, which I'm sure you should know by now, if you are a listener of the podcast, she is pregnant. We're expecting our first granddaughter.
Yeah.
And how has she been complaining?
Yes. Yes. I guess the other day, every day she tells me what trimester or what week she's in. And I'm like, I know.
Right.
That's nice. Yeah. Uh-huh. She's like, and then the other day she woke up and she FaceTimes me and she's, oh my God, I think she wants to come out through my stomach. She's like, she's kicking and kicking and kicking. And I'm like, I'm sorry that she's probably gotten into a bigger stage because she said the last couple days before prior to that, she wasn't very moving very much. And I said, I bet you she's, you know, getting ready to digest or digest into another stage.
Digest into
digest. Is it digest? It's mean words. I ain't a fucking dictionary.
Continue on.
Okay, so digestion?
Keep going.
Okay, I'll get there. Maybe not today. So it's going on to probably another stage. And then all of a sudden when she woke up one morning, she says it's just like moving and kicking really hard. And she can see it and freaking her out. And she's like, I don't think I like it.
You're like, a little too late on the party bus on that. You're already in the back of the party bus. It's with like, a beer bong.
It's like an alien. I'm like, yeah, that happens. That definitely does happen.
Ghost is barking for attention. He's still doing okay.
Yeah, he didn't get beat. He didn't get to come in here because he stink.
Ghost.
I mean, he was only outside for like 4 seconds.
Yeah, he's a black dog and it's hot, man. And then he shout out to the people working out in the heat, man. Yeah, this is some bullshit, man.
Already.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy, crazy hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's doing her... She's over here every day. When she's not here, she's either...
It's FaceTime me the whole time.
Or FaceTiming me the whole time.
This little heifer's over here so damn much. Even the next door neighbor asked, does she live over there again? Did she move back in? I'm like, oh, hell no. Never that. Never that.
Right.
Hell no.
That was funny. I was like, oh. But, and see, and Kyle, he's out of town again on work. We left his cat at home, which was a big ordeal because he broke his key off in his door and then we couldn't get in.
And his dumbass decided that that was a security device.
Right.
I can't with these kids, man. And they grown ass kids.
Yeah, so that made a big pickle. So he had to put a work order in, but then he had to leave. So then we were doing his little ghetto-fied shit to get in, and we couldn't get in. So we were like, oh, shit, what do we do? And then he calls me, says, well, Mom, I got an email, and it says that all my maintenance is complete. Are you fucking kidding me, Kyle? Would you fucking call them?
Yeah, no shit.
How do we get in?
Yeah, because, I mean, this is last-minute shit here. I wasn't with him otherwise. My black ass would have got in there nice and smooth.
I was like, dude, I was going to kill him. I was like, dude.
Michael Jackson.
Call them. You pay them
to
take care of your shit.
Right, man. I don't know why. He act like he in the principal's office.
Right.
Anytime he got a call and take care of any responsibility, he won't call. Like, dude, it's a phone call. Pick up the damn phone and push, push dial. Push the green button. That one.
So then he's like, "Well, I gotta go back to lunch. Well, I gotta make sure your cat is alive, fucker." Yeah. So I call up there, and I'm like, "I need to know what maintenance did, and how do I get in?" She's like, "Well, we can talk to you." I'm like, "I know, I understand that, but you're gonna have to hear me out."
You know you wanted to do the flex, like, look, I'm this little fool's mama.
I did. I already said I was mama in the beginning. I even went to the distance of using his last name because I did have that name once. And I'm pretty sure I can dig up a license that has that name on it. So I'm not worried.
You haven't rolled that into a blunt yet? Fuck out of here.
So,
oh shit! So you telling this bitch what?
I'm telling her. I'm like, look, there's a cat in there. Well, do you need to get it and take it home? I said, no, he's staying, but I need to check on him.
I need to get in, stupid.
I need to make sure he has food. I need to get in. How do I do that? Well, I can't tell you. I have to talk to Kyle first. Okay. All right.
Not ready to wring that hoe's neck.
And then I'm like, you're going to have to call him because he can't call you. Well, can't you call him and have him call me? Didn't I just say you have to call him because he can't call you? So how am I going to call him to have him call you? Doesn't work. Oh, I kind of get it. I'm confused, but I kind of get it.
Yeah.
How are you confused, but you kind of get it? You either do or you don't.
It's stupid.
You want me to help you out? I'm trying.
She's still making fucking early 2000s minimum wage as dumb as she acted. She making $5.25 an hour. Oh. Come on, man.
So then I just what's wrong with people? I just sit it out for about 5 minutes, and then I get a phone call back. She says, I've gotten everything straightened out with Kyle. You can come to the office and pick up the new key if you don't have his old existing key, because that will work. I'm like, okay.
I do have his old existing key. It's in the doorknob. Shit.
No. Well, I had a key on my key ring, but I don't know whose key that is.
Well, I mean, it was
either Janae's old apartment or Kyle, I don't know. I don't know. It's one of theirs somewhere.
Yeah.
So I went and tried it. It didn't work. So I went to the office and then he was like, oh, well, we only have this key. And I said, well, she said to come and... Okay. I said, I got to leave because I got a doctor's appointment. I said, I could take it with me and I can go make a copy and I can bring you back one. He says, well, we'll just make a copy and you can come back. And I said, great. I don't care.
Yeah, that's
what I don't got to pay $5. I don't care.
Yeah, that's about to say, man, they should be able to make a copy right there.
I don't care. So they did. They made a copy. I got in. Biscuit was like, I'm starved. I said, okay, I got it. Oh, fuck you.
Biscuit is the cat, by the way.
Half a cup of food.
Yeah.
Fucker. So now I have to go get food, get it back over. I'm like, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. As long as he focused on work while he out of town, man.
I got this. That's it.
So, to switch gears into talking about our oldest son, go ahead and give everybody a recap on why you was in Texas. Shout out to my side bitches. Y'all did y'all thing over here, man.
Oh, Texas was so glorious. It was really nice. It was...
One of them still owe me $20.
Who?
Nothing.
Okay. I was like,
she know who she know who I'm talking to. I'm kidding.
It wasn't deposited in my account, so somebody owes me a lot more.
I heard that.
Okay, so
but Texas.
Yeah, it was really pretty. It was beautiful.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
It was fast. Mm. It was a really short trip.
Yeah.
It was in and out, but it was fun. We went to we got there on Friday, and we hung out by the pool the whole day, I think. Yeah.
That's just relaxing in itself.
Yeah. It was nice. Mm-hmm. And then we grilled out, so we had dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day we went to...
Janae was with you, and Ghost was with you, and Janae took her baby daddy with her.
Yeah, and came. So that way Caleb could meet... So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. I need a drink, babe.
Okay. We'll tell everybody else what happened.
If you want me to talking.
While I go get you some tea.
Jesus. Woo. Because
I already know the story.
Yeah, you do.
Damn, I'm getting old. My back just trying to go out. Don't be laughing at me.
You'll be fine. So, Saturday, we went to the farmer's market. And we also, well, we went to eat first at this Mexican place. It wasn't very good, but we managed. Well, this is strange just talking to myself in the room. He could at least left the door open so I didn't feel so alone. Jesus.
But you can't talk because you got cotton mouth or something?
I felt alone.
You're not alone. Tens of ones of people listening to this podcast.
Yeah, listening later after the fact, not right this second. So I was just like, this just feels awkward.
Where'd you leave off?
I was trying to talk about Saturday.
Yeah. And?
We got up. We got ready.
That's typically how a day goes.
Right. And then we went to, we went to the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
But
got two kick-ass plants, too, y'all.
Yes, we did. But before the farmer's market, we went to,
we'll post some pictures up on our IG.
There we
of go. The two plants that you got.
Yeah.
With this groovy app that she uses. But you got there?
Yeah, I got there. We went to eat first at this Mexican restaurant.
Y'all said it was trash.
Yeah, it wasn't too good at all.
Mm.
But they had this train that would go around the whole place. So that was real weird and cool, though, at the same time. And her badass kids were fucking badass the whole fucking time.
Oh, shit, yeah, Caleb's, I don't know if she's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend at this point. I don't know what the hell going on, but these kids is bad. And I told Janae's baby daddy before they even got down there, I said, you take notes, man. He said, what do you mean? I said, them kids is going to be an example of how our granddaughter is not going to be acting around this motherfucker. And that's a motherfucking fact. Because I asked you two, you and Janae, did you guys warn him? And y'all was like, of what? I said, of them damn badass kids. Oh, we figured he could just find out like how you did. Nah, fuck all that. He need to be down there taking some notes.
Yep.
And I asked him his opinion of him. And he says, the one was all right. It's just that other one, man. I was like, see, you just wait. You see how hyper your daughter been kicking your baby mama's stomach and all that other you just get ready.
And
no, nah, but.
But, oh, yeah, they're bad. It was a really bad experience with them the entire time.
Yeah. Well, young mom, two kids.
I'll get to that. But and then we went to
no discipline.
We went to the farmer's market. And we got two plants.
Yes.
Queen pothos.
Yeah.
And
a weed tree.
A weed tree, that's what we call it. It's a Jamaican. It's a Jamaican.
That's just racist.
It's a Jamaican something.
Not your fault they named
something.
It that.
Right. But it's like the coolest fucking plant.
Yeah,
ever.
That plant back that is fly, y'all.
It's actually like, a tree, is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, one day we'll get to plant it. But
check us out on our IG page.
Yeah, this little fucker. Okay, it was like we wasn't having any more below 50s, so I took it outside because it's a you know tropical plant.
Yeah, it's Kansas weather though. We didn't have no more below 50s, and it shot to 98.
So. I'm pinning it on the sun. I'm like, you are going to love this fucking sun. You know, and I'm like, go, grow, go, grow, go, grow, yay. And, like, I would go out, like, every couple hours, and she, like, was so dramatic. And she was like, ugh.
Mad as fuck. Like, I ain't feeling this shit.
And I'm like, water, water, water. And then 10 minutes, she'd be like, yay. And I'm like, okay. And then I would come back out again. And 2 hours later, she'd be doing that again. And I'm like, oh, my God. Damn. Give her water. And she'd do it again. And I'm like, what the fuck
damn
is going on here?
Tree flipping you off.
I was like, what the fuck? You're drinking this water so fucking fast. I mean, this is just strange. Yeah, I should have read about it a little bit. It likes shade.
And now that bitch been over there happy as a motherfucker.
That bitch been flying. And got her leaves all like, look at me.
Yeah.
All pretty and shit.
So now she a boss bitch.
Right? Mm-hmm. So yeah. So that was fun. So I got those two. And it was just really neat. I mean, it had all of the fresh produce and everything. It was just like a little store is basically what it was.
Yeah, when Caleb was FaceTiming me from there, too, he was going around to some of the different sauces and different jars and mm-hmm. bottles. There was a lot of different combinations. I was like, man, what is that? He was like, look at this and look at this one.
Yeah, it was a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool. And then we went.
Kids got left in the car at that point, though. I'm throwing it in there, damn it. They was acting up so bad, they got left in the damn car. Y'all staying in the car.
So, then we went to the mall.
Hot in Venice at the twin babies.
Yeah.
In a Mercedes Benz with the windows up with the tip.
Like the strip mall or something. So, we got to the strip mall, and I get a phone call from Caleb. Mind you, we just ate.
Yeah.
Get a phone call from Caleb. We're running through McDonald's for the boys.
Oh, come on, man.
So
y'all just ate shitty Mexican food. Y'all better be happy.
Well, they refused to eat, but they took their food with them. So give it to them. If they refused to eat earlier, make them eat it now. Why are you catering? But I'll get to that. Okay,
all right,
so
this is a parents listening segment alert.
Right. So we get to the mall, and the whole time, by the time they get to, when they finally meet up with us, the whole time at the mall, all they did was screamed and screamed and screamed. So I was like, Let's go swim.
Back to the pool.
So, yeah, back to the pool we went. So, yeah, we was there the rest of the night. And then we got up early that morning. And then we went to, what's that? Waffle House? Yeah, we went to the Waffle House for breakfast. It was just the kids and
look
I.
Look at y'all, just like some black people.
Not no badass kids, another girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was yeah. Just y'all, us. Peaceful just little breakfast, us. Man.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. So, and then we headed back. But what happened Saturday night was Caleb came to me and Caleb's like, at it again or something like that. And I knew something was going on, but it wasn't prevalent. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, I don't like you or, you know, some bullshit in front of me.
Right.
So, but I knew something was going on and there was tension. And so I'm like, okay, so we're eating at the table. Everybody's eating at the table. And then I get done and I go outside so I could breathe.
Yeah.
And
tension in the air is thick. Right. Kids is it acting was crazy. Up. It was just, yeah, all the above. Yeah, so, I can imagine.
And then I go outside, and then about 10 minutes later, here she comes walking. And she comes, sits down, and talks to me. And I thought that was brave of her, for one, because she's like, doesn't speak to me. But she said that she didn't know what to do about her and Caleb because of everything that's going on between them. And I told her, you know, I said, I'm going to, or because of the boys and they're the tension in their relationship was just on an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I was honest too. And I said, and I told her not to take offense to it, but I told her I was honest. I was going to be honest. And I said, it is your fault.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I have been watching and I watched the last time and I've watched this time.
I was there the last time.
I said, when you bring another person into your life, you have to allow that person to be the other disciplinary person. It can't just be you. And then you can't discipline him for trying to discipline, because then now you're creating a child that sees what's going on. So it's like, I can make you yell at him.
Yep. Keep that division and keep all the attention on themselves.
So now he's learning manipulation before he even knows the word.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to keep it up and keep it up and keep it up. And I said, and I saw that twice. I said, I seen it when Caleb was putting him in the car seat while you were putting the other one in the car seat. And he yelled, ow. And you went off on Caleb. And I said, you can't do that. Because he's sitting there, sitting back going, oh, that's what I get. That's what you get. I got it. I got it. And coming up with the next thing.
Yeah, you know, he got his mama wrapped around his pinky finger.
So, and every time he yells, she comes running and yells at Caleb for it. No matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're creating him, or you're allowing him to create that tension between you two. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
She says, well, he's fine all week. Caleb was gone all week. That's why he's fine.
Right. Duh, do the math.
She's like, well, I've never had a man in my life.
You got two kids.
My mom raised
me. What are you talking about?
And I said, okay. Well, you obviously know that something's wrong because you see it. You don't know why he's behaving this way.
He's three?
Yeah, he's three.
Yeah, man.
The problem is, nobody's teaching her. Her mom is just belittling her and doing all this other shit and manipulating her. Basically what it is. So, I mean, she's like, her mom was like my mom. And she knows something's wrong, but she is so wrapped up into thinking that she has to be the only one to take care of her children in every aspect.
You can't separate you. You can't segment your life that way.
Creating these kids to start manipulating.
Yeah, you can't segment your love for Caleb and your love and attention for your kid. You can't keep those separate. They're not mutually exclusive. And plus, I get a feeling there's a hint of she's also hard-headed, too. She don't listen.
I don't know.
That's just my
opinion. I told her she, you know, I mean, she's literally, and I told her, she said, you literally creating a very dysfunctional boy. And I said, well, they say that he has ADHD. He has no ADHD. I don't care how many tests they give him and try to give him pills and shit. That boy doesn't have ADHD.
No, he's smart.
He is learning
to manipulate how and get what he wants
to do and use things. I said, right now, I said, that boy, he's going to be 4 years old and not been potty trained. Still in his diapers.
That's some whole shit right there. Sorry.
And I told her.
And he's disrespectful. Oh, man.
I said, how is he going to go to kindergarten next year? Because they're not going to allow someone not potty trained.
Nope.
I said, he's manipulated you enough to not put him where to go. He doesn't like to go on it, so he doesn't have to go. That's the problem. Mm. He has to go.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. You have to piss in the toilet. Yeah. That's where you got to go. Yeah. It's not choice. There's no choice.
Right.
And she's allowed him to have these choices.
And the thing is, she don't discipline him. She don't reprimand him. She don't do nothing. Hmm. Just like a while back when I heard, while Caleb was driving, a little fool threw a shoe at him while he was driving. Stuff like that. Like, what kind of mom just, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man, he's so disrespectful, and I already told Caleb this, too. I said, man, honestly, what you gonna do if you still with her later on in life? Because I already see the writing on the wall with these kids, because they so beyond some of that repair, in my opinion. I said, what you gonna do when he's 16 and he hauls off and punches his mom in the face? What you about to do? Because you ain't allowed to do nothing.
Mm-mm.
What you gonna do?
And I told her that that boy is going to be your nightmare. I said, he is going to cause you so much grief. I said, because of the way that you're raising him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he's going to be 34 years old living in your basement.
You did.
He's not going to be 18 thriving.
No. And you even, and I know you even said it in ways that she could relate to, too. I mean, just for the simple fact that you get ready to go into preschool, pre-K and all that other stuff. You still wearing a freaking diaper. All them kids going to make, man.
I mean, I didn't go gruesome. I didn't say he's going to be 12-year-old, you know, shooting another little boy.
Yeah.
I didn't go that gruesome. Yeah, because that's the way he's headed, though.
I think it's
going to be. He is bad.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be the complete opposite, too.
And
the opposite's going to end up possibly happening, too, if she don't correct his behavior, of somebody going to haul off and fuck him up. Because he is a bully. He's got that bully tendency, too. So.
She will turn around and she will yell at him.
He gets that bully shit from his mama.
She does. She will yell at him, but then she'll like, oh, come here.
All right, now, it's okay. Now, here's now go ahead and eat this cupcake that you wanted. Yeah.
Right. Let's get what you wanted.
Okay. Let's do okay. This, you don't want to. You don't want to eat Thanksgiving dinner. So let me go ahead and heat you up a plate of pizza rolls.
Like, I mean, it's crazy. It's like when children
being a young mother is tough. I get it.
It is hard when they are born. They don't know how to do any of this stuff. You have to give it to them.
It's all learned.
You
behavior.
Have to give them that compassion. You have to give them that respect. And have to give them that so they learn it to know it.
And that discipline.
Exactly. Or nobody's gonna. Nobody else is gonna teach them.
Nobody wants another dysfunctional ass motherfucker walking around in society. I'm gonna just keep it a buck. Nobody wants that.
Compassion is a lost because. Nobody is instilling it into them from the time that they come out the womb.
This all learned behavior.
It is.
They watch more than they. Yeah, they watch. They watch everything.
Yep.
From day one.
Yep. They're watching you walk around the room.
They're watching everything.
Yes.
They learn quick.
It's not do as I say, Or don't do as I do.
Do as I say. No, don't do as I do. No, no, that ain't how it go.
Don't do as I do. Do as I say.
Yeah, that don't work. It don't work.
Don't work that way.
So
they've already saw you doing it many times, so they're gonna try it better.
If you are, yeah. If you are parents that are listening right now that also has young adults as kids that are, you know, have stepkids or kids of their own, you know, I know you understand. And definitely you can relate and understand from the perspective of being parents yourselves and raising your kids the best way you could possibly. And sometimes that's hard to do too, man, especially in a divided or broken home. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys aren't together. You're on two separate pages. You know, we used to go through some of that with the kids. They'd go to their dad's for a weekend and come back. And it's like reprogramming them all over
for
again.
2 weeks. Yeah. And then they had to go back.
You know.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It is very hard work.
But it can be done.
It does work.
And we're fortunate enough, our kids, you know what I'm saying, didn't go down terrible paths like that. And they didn't have a reason to in the first place because they didn't grow up with that type of life and that type of lifestyle to where they had to resort to doing certain shit and be associated with certain shit. But
it had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
It's how I always was on top of everything. And it wasn't that I was on top of everything like that. It was just that I made sure everything was out in the open at all times.
Yeah.
And that I was honest so that they would be honest because their people that were around them weren't. So I knew that they were going to pick up those things from those people that they were around.
Mm-hmm.
Those other family members that aren't good. They're going to pick up habits from them. And traits from them.
And what that's already genetically ingrained in them anyway.
So mm-hmm. I had to be that one thing that was going to be constant and the same.
Yeah.
No matter what. So they had that to fall back onto. And it worked out well.
Mm-hmm.
Worked out actually very well. Even though it's very, very hard still.
And yeah. And even despite the conversation that you had with this young lady, she still turned around and used your words in a manipulative argument
she
the
did.
Next day towards Caleb, and then it turned into some other shit. So
and
that's where
did.
It's at right now.
That was just
so that's
awful.
What I'm like. She was trying to get you on her side. That's all that was.
It's not going to work. I'm not on nobody's side.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm just saying that's what it was.
I'm like, don't, you ain't going to use,
You know, a king sits up on his throne
just
and
like
watches
I
everything going
and
on.
And I told Caleb even there, and I said, I told you the same thing I told her. I was not going to lie. I did not lie to either one of you. I said the exact same thing.
Yep. And the message is consistent, and ain't going to change.
Same 1 hour conversation prior with Caleb, and then I got to have that same conversation
with her,
later.
Yeah.
So they both had an earful for me.
Yeah.
Both of them. So she wanted to use that against him. It didn't work.
Right.
And plus, you can't use that shit against us anyways, because we know better. Because you're doing it to try to fuck me over, and we know it.
Yeah.
Because we've been there.
Mm-hmm.
We've already seen it.
Yeah.
Multiple times. Now we understand.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen again.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see what happens, but it ain't like that, you know, he doesn't know. It ain't like all the signs ain't there for him, our son. It ain't like they ain't all there for them. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to rectify the situation, work it out, or try to do whatever. But, I mean, some of the things she said we won't repeat, I don't know. You know.
I mean, I hope they don't. I think she needs to learn what she needs to be.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to look for somebody else to
and, you know,
be there for her.
I don't want to sound like we just bashing a girl, but
no, because I
you know,
think
but
she,
I mean, because
no,
there's a lot
really
of young
sad.
People out here struggling, you know.
I it's
mean,
really sad because it reminds me of my mom and my brother.
But things I will be critical of, however, is no job, no car, two kids. Get your shit together.
Yeah.
Sorry. That part I am critical of. No. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
There's no excuse for
so
that.
So while you was down there dealing with all that and being all serious and handling business, I want to encourage the audience members that are still listening right now. There's no audience, but...
Listen.
Check this out. While she was gone, and my side chicks was coming in and out the crib.
I still didn't get no paper.
I don't know if you guys ever seen a black man chase after storms. I know a lot of storm chasing shows online and on TV show our white brethren, show a lot of white brethren, but there's also a brother out here. That is obsessed with tornado season, as you've heard over the last three seasons of our podcast. This time of year, mm-hmm. I'm always obsessed over tornadic season, severe weather. I love the shit. I don't love what comes with it, but I love the shit. So while they was in Texas, this brother right here chased down a tornado.
Yes, you did.
And if you want to see the video, go to Cypher Omni TV on YouTube. It's also linked in our descriptions of our IG pages, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you want to watch the full chase. But there was a tornado that touched down pretty much locally here in Kansas. And I do want to still continue to send my sympathies to the victims of the damages incurred by this storm in Andover in particular. Mm-hmm. To the businesses and families and homes that suffered a lot of damage. But I did chase this storm down from the very beginning. I just happened to be on a whim that evening. And I'm watching the news and I'm paying attention to what they're saying. Oh, we don't expect anything to develop off of the dry line. And, you know, and I'm like, well, I'm looking out the window, right? So I'm like, well, I see supercells in the distance, and they just, you know what? Let me get my black ass in the truck and go do some storm chasing. So I went and did some storm chasing. Yes. Because the main reason why, man, if I really would have had my shit together because it was impromptu, I would have took the GoPro, I would have did all that shit. But I didn't. I haven't chased a storm in so freaking long. But something told me that day was that day. I had a migraine that morning. I even left work early. I just was feeling like ass. Because mm-hmm. whenever the weather gets turbulent and, you know, like that, and it's, I don't know, man. I just had a migraine. I laid down for a little while, woke up, got to water and, you know, taking care of the plants, just doing, you know, normal stuff. But the weather was just too unstable for me. The air was too unstable. I was just like, and it just felt that way all day that day. But looking off in the distance, went southwest because, you know, storms do typically move from southwest to northeast, especially tornado tracks. Anyway, that's where they tend to track. But I followed these cells, followed it all the way to Tornado Genesis. And if you want to see some of the footage of that, it is online. Check it out. And some people really liked the footage that I took.
You did good.
Now, I mean, I just had my phone. I was trying to do my best to record some of the later stages of the tornado, but people was calling me. My family was calling me from Texas. And the only thing my daughter was worried about was, can you go check on my cats? What about your old man? What the fuck? Are my cats okay? Please go check on my cats. Fuck your cats. But it ended up being an EF3 tornado, and a famous storm chaser. Some of you guys that are in the weather, Reed Timmer, he was the one that had that drone footage that just went out over the last week and a half, couple weeks. That's went viral. That is of that same tornado. But yeah, I followed it from the beginning before it became a tornado. Even got some crazy footage of it. Some of the footage I wasn't able to put into it because, you know, phone kept ringing and stuff like that. But I did get some pretty good footage of the storm, chased one down. That might be my only storm of this year to chase down because Gina wasn't here to panic and freak out and yell at me because I'm out there looking like I'm going crazy or something.
Yes.
But I know what I'm doing. I grew up in the country, honey.
Yes.
I'm from the Midwest. We know what severe weather looks like.
And we have it quite often.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Here in Kansas, Tornado Alley, Land of Oz.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
Yep. So that's what I did while they were gone.
Yes, that's what we did.
You had to admit, though, you were impressed. Because even other people, like, even my dad was like, how did you know? Like, you just look like, because I know what I'm doing. I'm mm-hmm. a boss, man. Meteorologist over here.
Yeah.
I am. I tell y'all that every year.
You do.
Mm-hmm. And Janae was panicking over the last set of storms we had. I was like, it's not going to do nothing.
She had her bag and the cat's bag packed.
To go where?
I don't know.
Holy shit. But yeah, if you guys want to check out some of that footage too, yeah, just go reach it. You know, you already see it in the description of the podcast, but it's also on YouTube.
Yes.
Under Cypher Omni TV. And it's also on Facebook too. So. Mm-hmm. All right, baby, anything you want to tell everybody before we wrap up this episode? We are going to be selling plants this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. If you are in the local area of Kansas around Kechai,
yes,
we will be in Kechai this Saturday.
Yes, we will be.
Morning and half the afternoon, we will be selling plants. Don't be shy. Come say what's up. We will be selling other merchandise,
yes,
and other things that you need to look, yay, sexy like me out, ooh, here. Woo.
Yes, we have a sounds custom t-shirt.
Body buttons. Yeah, man. Come out there and get something. Come buy something. But we've been encouraging people, if you're able to grow your own food, come get some plants from us, man. They ready.
They're ready.
They ready to go.
They are pretty, too.
Yeah, man. So make sure you go on Gina's Herbal Kitchen on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get more details and information on where to come buy some plants and shit from us.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
We will see you there.
That's right.
Is that what people say?
Yeah. You got to change your voice up, though. We will see you there.
We will see you there.
Sunday. No, okay.
It is Sunday.
It's Saturday.
No, it's Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
That's why I kept asking you. I was like, we have all day Saturday to do it.
Oh, shit. I'm all fucked up. So this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday, we will be in the Kechai area.
Yes.
Yeah, this Sunday. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, yeah, that changes things up a bit.
All right, I told
cool
you.
Cool. All right. Anything you want to tell everybody before we get off this, baby?
Just try to stay happy. Jesus, we all
my
need
poor
it
baby going through it, man. You know, send some positive energy our way. Send some our way. I've been telling her she's doing great. And you are doing great. You're doing an awesome job. And, you know, there's trial and error of some of this stuff, man. I already told you I would have been done already. Anyway.
Right.
You know me, I would have like, fuck this shit, but you're doing an awesome job, babe. And we will have an online market store here soon, too. So
yes,
be on the lookout for that.
Yes.
And we will make announcements as things continue to progress.
Woohoo.
All right. Hopefully everybody continues to stay
high and right.
And keep positive vibes as always. Find something to smile about every day.
Yes.
Try something new every day. We know times are tough right now.
Laugh.
Yeah, man. You got to do something to just, you know, there's a lot of shit you can laugh at, and there's a lot of stuff that you, you know, that's tough to live with, but do something to make yourself happy at least once a day.
Yep.
All right, everybody. We will talk to you soon. Thank you for listening, and we will holler at you.
Bye.
Deuces.